song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show, where 1 hour just isn't going to be enough. And starting Monday, it won't be, because we're going 2 hours with The Doug and Daddy Show starting Monday, live from Big 12 Media Days in Dallas, as we look forward to being there. And we've got some breaking news coming up in just a moment here on The Doug and Daddy Show. Breaking news coming your way on The Doug and Daddy Show. But before we get to that, we will first be telling you about the guest today. Our Big 12 preview continues with Daddy's favorite person in Big 12 media, Chip Brown.
I do have a man crush. I'll be honest with you. He is the most knowledgeable Texas football insider. He was with the Dallas Morning News. He's covered the Dallas Cowboys. He moved to the Texas Longhorns. Then with the way print media was getting, he switched over to the rival side of thing, and now he is with OrangeBloods.com. Does a radio show in Austin, Texas every day. We're pleased to have him on. He took time out of a little bit of a vacation he had going on Lake Michigan. So Chip Brown expected to join us about 30 past the hour today.
Does he know what's going on?
Oh, he knows what's going on. He's always fired up to talk Texas football. Is this the year Texas makes that turns that? They thought last year was the year. You beat Oklahoma by 10. You beat Missouri. You seize, and then all of a sudden, a last-second touchdown from Graham Harrell to Michael Crabtree ruins your national title hopes, and it was a punch in the gut. Oklahoma moves past you. I don't know. I don't know who the running back's going to be this year. Is their defensive line depth deep enough? I don't know. They got Colt McCoy, who, people, if you don't remember this, 76.7% of his passes last year were caught.
So that was better than Robert Griffin, right? Okay. So we're going to talk Texas football coming up with Chip Brown
at the best
bottom
ever.
Of the hour. Bottom of the hour. But couldn't win the Heisman, huh?
Yeah, Bradford won the Heisman. Well, he scored 99 touchdowns, so it'll tough to argue Sam Bradford against Sam Bradford, too.
Also on the program today, we're going to talk with Mark Bramer, head football coach at Pierce. He's also the head football coach of the North team for Saturday night's Shrine Game. We're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets and a parking pass to the Shrine Game, courtesy of Misco Sports, during this hour. And on the show today, we wrap things up with Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. We're just getting back into baseball. Manny's getting hot. Other people are starting to wake up a little bit. Maybe some of the baseball guys are starting to pay attention a little bit here after the All-Star break. Plus, pro football. Last week, they put the rankings out. We'll see if there's been any change in those as well. So that's coming up on the show today. Cox Classic. I'm going to give you an update on the leaderboard and give you a final chance to win tickets to the Cox Classic here on the Doug and Daddy Show in just a moment. But first,
here's late breaking news from the world of sports on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Daddy, the Big 12, with Media Days coming out, they'll announce the all Big 12 team tomorrow. Today, they have decided and have released who's going to be where. The preseason media poll, which we're a part of. Who was picked to win the North? Who was picked to win the South?
Oklahoma, Nebraska.
You're wrong. Texas and Oklahoma tied for first place in the South Division preseason poll, each receiving 174 points. Texas had 17 first-place votes. Oklahoma had 15 first-place votes. They are then followed by Oklahoma State, Texas Tech, Baylor, and Texas A&M. Mm. I mean, exactly what we've been talking for the last 2.5 weeks here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Daddy, who is going to win the North? Who did the media say is going to win the North?
Well, if I'm wrong, it's got to be Kansas.
I didn't say you were wrong. You said Nebraska, Oklahoma. I said you're wrong, because Oklahoma and Texas were picked to win the South. Nebraska has been chosen as the favorite to win the Big 12 North Division, according to the league's football preseason poll.
I wasn't wrong.
Well, you weren't right. The Huskers, though, received just barely half, 17 of the 32 first-place votes, just in front of Kansas, who was picked to win it on 12 ballots. And then Gabe DeArmond and two other people voted for Missouri. Three first-place votes for Missouri. Of course, we had Gabe on yesterday from PowerMizzou.com. Missouri picked to finish third, Colorado fourth, Kansas State fifth, and Iowa State sixth.
Okay, and I think, Doug, that's relatively close to what we would have said exactly, actually, other than flip-flop Colorado-Missouri.
I do want to say, and well, we'll find out tomorrow when we make our picks. But, again, as I stated, I think it's Missouri, Colorado, Kansas fighting for the number two spot. All right, so that's a little bit of a hint of where we're going with that. Iowa State and Texas A&M by receiving, there were 32 people that voted. 1 point for sixth would be 32. Iowa State and Texas A&M each got 33. So on 32 of the 33 ballots, Iowa State, somebody picked somebody other than Iowa State to finish last in the Big 12 North.
It's got to be Kansas State.
So there you go. Nebraska returning 13 starters from its 2008 team that finished 9-4. They own a four-game winning streak heading into 2009. Marks the first time since 2006 that Nebraska has been selected as the North favorite. We all remember what happened then. Oh, boy. That season, the Huskers captured the North Division title and made their fourth trip to the Big 12 championship game. Pressure on. Nebraska's been picked to win the Big 12 North 8 times in the 14-year history of the league and has made trips to the Big 12 title game how many times? 1-888-455-ESPN. I'm going to tell you right now, if you can tell me how many Big 12 championship football games that Nebraska's been in, I'm going to give you two tickets to the Shrine Bowl and a parking pass courtesy of Misco Sports on the downtown Kearney Center, where they've got sidewalk sales going on today, tomorrow, and Saturday. How many times has Nebraska played in the Big 12 Conference football championship game? 888-455-ESPN. 888-455-3776. If you know the answer, we've got some Shrine tickets for you.
Texas and Oklahoma, 174 apiece. You can't, obviously, how it comes down to exactly 174 is amazing, really. By the way, you know, I said that 76.7% of Colt McCoy's passes, that was a new NCAA record, by the way. Who held that record before him? Any idea?
Who had the accuracy? Wasn't that old, is it? It wasn't that old.
Within the last 15 years. I mean, a big name.
Post Flutie.
And really, it was 73.6. So this guy's, and it went Colt McCoy's 76.7. So wasn't like it came
post,
down to it.
Post the BYU quarterbacks.
Yes.
Boy. Oh, man, this should be easier than I'm making it here.
I don't think you're going to get it, but it's Central Florida's Dante Culpepper.
Oh, well, yeah, you're right.
Dante Culpepper, Central Florida, you just think a college like Central Florida probably going to have to step up and play some big boys, yet he remained to get 73.6% of his passes complete. So
we do have a winner. Nebraska's been in the Big 12 championship game 4 times, Tony. 96, 97, 99, and then 2006. So only once in the last 10 years has Nebraska played in the Big 12 North title game. Isn't that a little surprising?
Very surprising. Well, no, what do you think about the calendar? No, it's not that surprising.
Well, but he was only here 4 years, and he went in 06. Congratulations to Levi. He is the winner. He knew 4-4-4-4 is how many times they went. So a pair of tickets and a parking pass courtesy of Misco Sports to the Shrine Bowl, the 51st annual game coming up Saturday night, 6:30 at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln. And don't forget Mark Bramer, head coach of the North from Pierce, will talk with us about the Shrine Bowl game here in just a couple of moments on the Doug and Daddy Show. Let's go to the leaderboard at the Cox Classic, where Michael Sim, and Jerry Foltz mentioned it from the Golf Channel when we talked to him yesterday, and I had to go back, and he made the comment he played with Tiger Woods in the U.S. Open. I went, what? He was in the final pairing with Tiger Woods. He finished 18th in the U.S. Open. He is the leading money winner by far on the nationwide tour. He birdied his first two holes today, and he is among a big group of folks that are at 4 under par. He's through 14. The leader right now is Justin Boley, 5 under par through 14. So a tightly bunched group there. Somebody early in the day could get to 7 under probably, but nobody has come out and went with a 9 under or a 10 under here so far. And again, half the field on the course. The other half will tee off around noon.
John Peterson, former Kearney Country Club pro, tees off at 215.
Or 205.
Oh. Right in there.
So, you know, whatever. You know, show starts at 11. Show starts at 11:10. You know, whatever. That's usually when I show up. Yeah. Me physically, you mentally.
Hey, by the way, the coach's hot seat. They've got a list out of the top 10 coaches who are right now facing pressure to retain their jobs this coming season. There are two Big 12 coaches. Do the two stand out to you immediately?
Well, no, because I know who's on there. I saw the list. One surprises me, and the other one doesn't really surprise me. But with all the coaching changes that occurred just a year ago, it's kind of hard to put anybody on the hot seat that's just 2 years in, and anybody that hasn't been let go, you know, Bob Stoops and Mack Brown, they're not going to be on the hot seat. Mark Mangino finally is not going to be on the hot seat. Garrett Pinkel's not going to be on the hot seat. So it really limits to who those two might be. Who are they?
Number one, this is number one coach on the hot seat, Mike Sherman, Texas A&M.
No surprise. No surprise when we talked with our buddy Homer Jacobs down at the 12th Man Magazine in our preview Tuesday. He thinks he's fine through this year and into next year. But, you know, we've been so slapped with the Bill Callahan thing that we see so many parallels and similarities here. They want to talk it up and they want to feel good. And that's when Coach Callahan had a much better year, was in year two at Nebraska and then into year three. But, wow.
The other Big 12 coach comes out of the Big 12 North, Dan Hawkins.
Hot seat, huh?
Who made his little quip, 10 wins and no excuses, Hawkins says. They say, how about 7 or 8 wins? That's attainable and should be enough to keep Hawk around. The schedule. It's just a tough schedule, and Colorado's about the last 3 years. Colorado's
well,
went
this,
out.
Well, this year I think it's manageable. They do have to go to West Virginia. But if they're going to be a good to much better team, they've got to win those kind of games. They're not playing a top-10 team. They're not playing a top-10 team in that ball game. They put Mike Sherman number one. They put Lane Kiffin number two. Well, and this is according to coacheshotseat.com. Well, that's just ridiculous. Although, you know, if he keeps making violations, I guess it won't matter. The coach at Louisville is number three. Al Groh at Virginia, number four, saying that Ron Prince, the new special teams coach, can rescue him. Then Hawkins, Brett Bielema, Wisconsin.
He got off to a hot start.
21-5 in his first two seasons, but just a little above 500 last year. Charlie Weiss at Notre Dame is seventh. Paul Wolf at Washington State's eighth. I mean, Washington State was the worst team in the country last year, and he's coming off maybe some cheating scandals at his previous school at Eastern Washington. George O'Leary at Central Florida, you mentioned Dante Culpepper. Knights finished last nationally in total offense last year. And my favorite one here, Bill Lynch of Indiana, number 10 on the coaches on the hot seat. Never a good sign when most people are picking you to finish 11th in the Big Ten.
That's a great point.
We've got to keep things moving along because Chip Brown is going to join us to talk Texas football on our Big 12 preview. Also, last segment today, Joe DeMeo, FantasyPlayersEdge.com. When we come back, Mark Bramer is going to join us to talk about the Shrine Bowl. We've got Rumbles tickets to give away in the second half of the show. It's for the pre-Phelps County concert and dance. It's going to be going on this Friday night, so we'll give you a chance to win a set of tickets to those. And because we have, two pair of Cox Classic tickets that are left. We want to make sure that if you want to go, you can have them. So we're going to go into the break. We're going to give away what we have left. If you would like a pair of tickets to the Cox Classic, played today through Sunday, Omaha Nationwide Tour, call now, 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. We'll get those tickets to you. We're back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
An outstanding presentation. Outstanding.
It's the one-of-a-kind summer sizzling sales event this Saturday and Sunday at Kearney Yamaha. Get hot deals like never before with prices so low they'll blow your socks off. Save up to $2,000 off new ATVs and motorcycles. That's $2,000 off, my friend. But you just don't save big on motorcycles and ATVs during the sizzling summer event. There are t-shirts for a buck, leathers as low as $10. You can also save up to 50% off on luggage. Wait, there's more big news. When you buy a new ATV or motorcycle this weekend, you get a chance to grab onto Cold Cash and keep it inside the Cold Cash Cube. You'll be grabbing $1 bills, 5s, 10s, 20s, even $100 bills will be in there for your taking. That's the Cold Cash Cube, and your only chance to get inside it is this weekend at the sizzling summer sales event at Kearney Yamaha. Open 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Kearney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
From stuff you need to toys you want, ESPNSuperStation.com has an easy button to push and bid and buy from local merchants.
You're going to love it.
Gives you money to spend, helps the local economy, makes you look like a genius.
Does this kind of talk upset you?
Easy auction at ESPNSuperStation.com. Log on now.
Make it Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge for Coast to Coast, Thoroughbred Racing, Live Draw Keno, full menu dining, and full bar. Watch and wager 11:25 a.m. to 10:30 p.m. daily. All the top tracks including Del Mar, Arlington, Lone Star, and Columbus races from Egg Park. Enjoy the Friday-Saturday Prime Rib Special at Fawner Finish Line Restaurant and Sports Lounge, Grand Island.
Sunny skies will continue through the day today with a high in the low 90s with a south wind developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, clear skies will continue with a low at 63 with a light south wind. Then on Friday, we'll see a high of 94. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Oh, man. So much going on. We've got some sad news to report. We've got some happy news to report. Jack from Wood River picking up a pair of tickets to go to the Cox Classic. He's on his way this weekend, so congratulations. And by the way, speaking of golf, don't forget one of the annual big tournaments, fun tournaments, brought to you by Coors Light, Miller Lite, and your Nebraska Land distributors is the Coors and Miller four-person scramble going on at the Kearney Country Club August 1st and 2nd. And don't forget the practice round that is included on July 31st. That's just a weekend away. So you got this weekend, a lot of people are going to be out doing things. And then the next weekend, the Coors Miller four-person scramble, July 31st through August the 2nd at the Kearney Country Club. Your entry fee includes the practice round. There's a two-person shootout on Friday night. And then the tee times, 8:30 a.m. and 1 p.m. on Saturday, plus the Saturday night banquet. Oh, so good last time. Calcutta that night. And then flighted on Sunday, 8:30 and 1 o'clock, depending on how you did on Saturday. So if you would like to get signed up, do so today because this fills up quickly, especially if you want to play at 1 in the afternoon and not 8:30 in the morning, people. 237-2553. Sign up in the golf shop at the Kearney Country Club or give Elizabeth and the gang in the golf shack there a call. 237-2553 for the annual Coors Miller four-person scramble coming up August 1st and 2nd, and it includes the practice round on Friday, July the 31st. For more information, brought to you by Nebraska Land Distributors and the Kearney Country Club, 237-2553. Well, Daddy, we have some sad news to report. You, and I don't know why you're up at this hour, had some sad news to report. As I woke up this morning and checked my text messages.
What time was that?
We're not talking about it. A piece of Americana or Mexicana has left us.
Well, 14 years old. That's right. Sad deal.
Hold on.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
The little chihuahua down for the count.
It's all over?
It's all over.
So if they go in threes, who would be next?
Alex from Stroh's. Spuds McKenzie.
Spuds, who was gone a long time ago. One of the most famous dogs in advertising history, the Taco Bell Chihuahua.
Yo quiero Taco Bell.
Is no longer with us.
Kaput.
El Squatowski.
El Squatole. Oh, poor little doggy.
Yeah, that's too bad. It's too bad. Just a couple of days away from the 51st annual Nebraska High School Shrine football game. Kicks off at 6:30 Saturday night at Memorial Stadium in Lincoln, where everybody loves to get a chance to play. A few, obviously, Tony, have went on and have got to play their college career there. But for many, this will be their only chance if they haven't played in a state final.
Yeah, and we're pleased to be joined right now by the North Shrine coach and Mark Bramer, who is out of Pearson, getting a chance. Not many Central Nebraska kids on this team, but the Grand Island kids are on this team. Mark, welcome to the Doug and Daddy Show. Thanks so much for giving us a minute today.
Yeah, thank you for having me.
Mark, I guess it dawns on me here a little bit. This is the first time, I believe, in a long time, and I haven't really researched it too much, that we don't have a Class A coach as a head coach on either side. Has that been brought up, and does that mean anything?
Well, I don't know. You know, I guess I haven't heard anything about it. I didn't even think about it either. You know, Jeff Gross, I would, for the South team, you know, for McCook, I would consider him probably one of the top coaches in the state, no matter what class. So, you know, I'm not sure if that really makes any difference whatsoever. Both Jeff and I served as assistants here. I did in 2001, and he then in 2002 or 2003. So, luckily, we've been able to stay in it long enough to maybe get a shot at being a head coach as a South and a North Shrine guy.
Well, it doesn't hurt having kids come through Pierce like you've had come through Pierce.
Well, we've been fortunate to have some good players, and we've got young men who are willing to work very hard to take themselves from being an average type athlete or football player and make themselves into good football players. And we've had a lot of them then go on and play at the next level in college.
Mark, this question I asked Jeff Gross earlier in the week. Players that maybe you didn't expect coming into camp that have set themselves apart from maybe the rest that have just stood out to you?
Well, you know, we've got some very good players. We've had some young men who have really come in and worked very hard and showed a lot of heart and desire. And that's what we were looking for mainly when we selected our team, is young men who would play with great heart and desire. Young men, we weren't just looking at athletic ability. More of types of guys that we could count on to practice hard and prepare hard, both mentally and physically, and then be guys who obviously could play well on Saturday in the game. So we think we've got 35 guys that fit that bill. Some guys who haven't quite done what we've expected them to do, you know, we've challenged them, and they've stepped up too. You know, we're about three-fourths of the way through camp, so I think we're at the point right now, even though we're a little bit physically tired, but we've got everybody on the same page mentally, and they all understand our expectations, and they've stepped up to the plate and started to meet those. And then if we physically can just rest a little bit here as we start to taper towards the game, get ready to go, hopefully we'll be ready to go.
Mark Bramer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach at Pierce High School, and right now he's the head coach of the North Shrine team. Coach, has camp went like you wanted? What have you been trying to emphasize during camp?
Well, you know, you got to have a balance between the mental and the physical. Physically, you got to get kids back into blocking and hitting and tackling, you name it. So you've got to have that aspect of practice, but yet you've got to try to install an entirely new offensive scheme for many of these kids. And then defensively, you know, not a lot of these kids have played a lot in the 4-3 scheme. So, you know, probably I would say 60% of our time, maybe even a little bit more, has been spent on the, getting kids to line up correctly, to know their assignments, to know their schemes. So it's a lot of mental work. Physically, though, you've got to try to give them, some reps there and have some full live stuff and have some full live within your drill sessions, too, so they've got that edge.
Mark, everybody out there, obviously the first question a lot of people ask, who's the quarterback? Who's the quarterback? Who are you going with Saturday?
Well, you know, we've got a young man that I brought with me from Pierce. His name is Eric Colmus. He was a three-time All-Stater, and actually Eric was a three-time All-Stater at the running back position for us, but had played a bunch of quarterback, early in his career, and played probably 40% of the time for us as a junior when we won the state championship in 2007. Last year, didn't play quite as much. We had another kid in the same class as a senior who was a very good quarterback, and then Eric was injured for five games. So when he did come back, he just focused on the running back position. But, you know, in practice, he would play quarterback almost half the time. So he's been able to come in, and he executes our offense well. He understands it thoroughly, and he's very smooth, and he's got great athletic ability. And then we've been working with Lance Lawson, a very good quarterback out of Norfolk High, and Corey Serrano has gotten some reps for us, a very good athlete and quarterback out of North Platte.
Got just, as Tony mentioned there, Mark, just a handful of kids really in the listening area that would be considered from our listening area, and I think they'd be the Grand Island kids and maybe a couple of Burwell kids that are in there. Plus, you got a couple of Burwell assistant coaches, but the Grand Island kids, you've got Austin Pomizel from Northwest, Kelly Zimmerman from Central Catholic, then you got Cole Kruger and Brandon Taylor from Grand Island. A couple of those kids stand out maybe that you want to do something with this weekend?
Well, I'll tell you, all four of those young men, we knew coming in that they were going to be quality football players and quality young guys. And they've really lived up to that bill. Both the senior high boys and Braden Taylor and Cole Kruger are going to play a lot for us, probably a little bit more on the defensive side, as Braden will play both Sam and Will linebacker for us. Cole will play a lot of D-tackle and will be our second center. So both of them, as I said before, will probably play a little bit both ways. We've got Braden on some special type situational teams for our offense. And then, you know, Kelly Zimmerman is going to play offensive guard for us. And Kelly's really done a nice job picking up the offense and has played very physical throughout camp and just is a tremendous young guy. And then from Grand Island Northwest, we got the Pullmeisel boy, and he's going to play wide out and corner for us. And he's, you know, I knew coming in he'd be a great player too, and he's really lived up to that same billing and is also an upstanding young man.
Mark, any talk on your staff about Glenn Snodgrass being 0-8 in all-star competition that he's coached in?
No, I didn't even know that, so that would be the first I've heard of it.
That's a big notch.
Yeah, hopefully we can make him 0-9.
Well, let's get to the game a little bit here. When you compare styles with your team and what the South has, how do you see this playing out, your strength maybe on the kids you have compared to what their strengths might be?
Well, you know, as you look at their team, looking at just their athletes and what they did last fall, you know, you don't see many weaknesses. They've got a lot of weapons in their skill. They've got good kids up front. Defensively, they got young men who can run to the football. And as I said before, they're coached by maybe one of the best coaches in the state, in Jeff Gross, and then he's got some very good assistants over there too. Well, you know, I would assume, though, we're going to see a lot of the McCook style of offense, although they've got the Seals kid as their second quarterback, and they've got a couple very good receivers. We could see the ball getting chucked around the yard quite a bit. But, you know, we just hope we can play hard, play well, mentally not make mistakes or shoot our 7-foot, take care of the football, and then play solid defense and try to keep everybody in front of us and play square to line of scrimmage. If we can do that and then be solid in our special teams, you know, I think we've got a chance to be in the ballgame.
Well, Mark, we appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll let you get back to work there at the North Camp and enjoy the experience, and best of luck to you and your kids on Saturday night.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it much.
Any chance you guarantee a win right now?
No. I tell you what, we're kind of beat up. And as I said, we got a couple kids sick. So we're just trying to get through today.
Hey, Mark, thanks for the time. We sure appreciate it.
Hey, thanks. Take care. Have a good one.
All right, bye-bye. You're just a pesterer.
Well, Gross may have guaranteed that victory.
You're a pesterer.
I want to see Jeff Gross guarantee one.
Anything to get snot off the snide.
That's right.
Again, 6:30 Saturday night. And hope you can enjoy the ball game, 51st Annual Shrine Bowl. We'll take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, our Big 12 preview continues with Chip Brown as we talk Texas football.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
I can't believe they're still on the air.
Well, it's certainly not the first time we've heard that.
America is singing its praises.
$5 foot long.
And many are hitting all the right notes.
$5 foot long.
The $5 foot long anthem rolls on, and America's loving every single note. Many of your favorite regular foot longs are just $5 each, all day, every day. Like the oven roasted chicken breast, crisp veggie delight, and the tasty BLT. Subway, eat fresh.
Excludes double stacked and premium subs. Prices and participation may vary. Plus tax where applicable. Not valid in Alaska.
My friends laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Discover the world's fastest way to learn a language, guaranteed. It's the amazing Rosetta Stone software, and you can try it free. Request a free demo CD-ROM by calling 1-800-330-1231. There's no tedious translation, useless memorization, or boring drills. Call 1-800-330-1231. 1-800-330-1231.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam. Because upgrading your central air system to a high-efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association. For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
Sunny skies will continue through the day today with a high in the low 90s with a south wind developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, clear skies will continue with a low at 63 with a light south wind. Then on Friday, we'll see a high of 94. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. As we're getting ready to head to Dallas for extended shows next Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. And as we told you at the top of the broadcast, Nebraska's been picked to win the Big 12 North. Texas and Oklahoma tied for who's going to win the Big 12 South. And I guess no surprise there. On our show, it's been leaning just slightly towards Oklahoma so far. And in just a second, Chip Brown's going to join us from the Rivals Network to talk Texas Longhorn football. Don't forget round three of the Nebraska Amateur underway. Brandon Crick, they are just going low at Ironwood, which many people believe is a very difficult course. It's been used as a qualifying course for the Cox Classic, which is going on this weekend on the Nationwide Tour in Omaha. Back-to-back 5-under-67s. Brandon Crick, 2-round total, 10-under. One shot better than John Hurley, who got off to a horrific start yesterday. He was 3-over after two holes. Got it all the way back to 68. He's one shot off the pace. From the area, Alex Farrell of Kearney, Nate Yeager of Lexington, both at 2-over, well back, but tied for 14th. And we'll talk more about that a little bit later on the program.
12 days, 12 schools, one title, and two guys.
Certainly take their football seriously, don't they?
It's the Big 12 preview on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
It is day 11 of the Big 12 preview, and Daddy said, if we're going day 12 with the Huskers and Husker Roundtable, then the next to last is going to be Chip Brown to talk Texas football. Chip, I'm concerned. I think Daddy might have a man crush on you.
What? It's not uncommon. Is that terrible to say?
I don't know. I'm just not going to let you guys hang out too much in Dallas. That's all I know.
I'm looking forward to seeing that new Cowboys planet that has landed in somewhere between Dallas and Fort Worth, that Jerry Jones is calling Cowboy Stadium until he can find someone with big bucks to call it something else.
Well, Chip, I just ordered my T-shirt that says, ours is bigger. this morning, actually, off the Dallas Cowboys website with a picture of that stadium on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing that, too. Chip, you made the transition roughly over a year ago to the Rivals Network in orangebloods.com. Talk about that move, and how has it benefited you so far?
Well, it was one of those things. Working for the Dallas Morning News for 10 years, I thought we were the best sports section in the country, and I loved working there. But obviously, newspapers are going through an incredible consolidation, and it's a tough time. I mean, the business model just doesn't work for newspapers, and they're really struggling to figure out how they're going to make it. But I'm really, really happy to be with the Rivals Network because it's really, really focused in on college football, which is what I love. And I've been covering the University of Texas pretty much nonstop since 1992, and it allowed me to continue to do that. And, you know, as you all know, there's nothing better than a college football Saturday. And I've covered the Cowboys, I've covered the NFL, and there's really nothing like college football, the passion, the spirit. So really happy to be doing what I'm doing.
Chip Brown joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as our Big 12 preview continues. Well, let's get into it. You're going to have full-fledged Texas football for the next 5.5 months here. Your thoughts going into the season, Texas and Oklahoma just within the hour picked as a tie for the South, and nobody wants to hear tie and Big 12 South again this year.
No, it's just going to be great. I mean, I think it's going to be a lot like last year in the South. A lot of people are doubting Oklahoma State and if they can be the Texas Tech of 2008 and make a run and possibly be the team that spoils it all or throws it all into chaos. I think they can be. I love what Mike Gundy has done, hiring Bill Young as the defensive coordinator. To me, that's always been the big question with Oklahoma State, and Bill Young comes in. And he just gets the job done. He did a great job for Mark Mangino as the defensive coordinator at Kansas. And now he's home at his alma mater. But, you know, Oklahoma and Texas, it's a great matchup. Oklahoma's front seven, lethal, maybe as deep as anyone in the country. You know, Florida has all 22 of their two deep back on defense. But Oklahoma's just so strong up front, a lot like Nebraska. Really, really solid on the defensive line, and of course you've got Sam Bradford and Jermaine Gresham and all those running backs. So I think when it comes down to Texas and Oklahoma, you just have to look at who's had the run here lately, and it's been Texas. Even though all the Crystal Bowls keep ending up in Norman, Oklahoma, Texas has beaten Oklahoma 3 of the last 4 years. So Colt McCoy, unbelievable. He's got a 73.4% completion rate career against Oklahoma. He just finds a way. And Sam Bradford has been almost as good. He's 69% completion rate against Texas, but Colt McCoy just seems to thrive in that game.
Chip, if Texas is going to win the Big 12 South, they've got to have a running back step up and emerge, and they certainly can't have Colt McCoy being their leading rusher because I simply think he's going to get hurt if that's the case again. Who is the running back that's going to emerge and lead this team?
You know what? I think it's going to be Bodie Johnson, and he's an interesting story because he's a fullback that they're trying to slim down. He was up at 256 pounds, and he slimmed down to 240. And Mack Brown wants a power running game. He feels like with teams getting more and more acclimated to defending the pass and playing with lighter players up front on defense and a lot more 4-2-5 defense, that you know, he wants to bring back the power. Oklahoma's been doing it, and I think Nebraska's going to try and do it this year. Mack Brown has not been very successful. Whenever he said, I'd like a power running game, he really hasn't been able to do it unless a guy named Ricky Williams or a guy named Vince Young were in the backfield. So we'll see how this plays out. I think you're right. That's my number one question mark about Texas is how will they run the football? Because I agree, I don't think you can have Colt McCoy leading the team in rushing again.
Doug, you've got a redshirt freshman in Trey Newton, which happens to be Nate Newton's son, which how the hell is he got a running back? Maybe a guard, maybe a tackle, but a running back?
Well, sometimes you lose your appetite. You don't weigh as much. We're talking with Chip Brown here from the Rivals Network and Texas Longhorn Football as we continue our Big 12 preview. Everybody is raving about Texas and Oklahoma, and even when you look at some of the preview magazines breaking things down, Texas's numbers are even better than Oklahoma. The only other place I even see any talk that they might have to concern themselves a little bit is D-line. Your thoughts?
You know what? I agree. But Will Muschamp coming in last year, I give him the benefit of the doubt. Somehow he went 12-1 with two freshman safeties against 11 returning starting quarterbacks. And they did not have the turnovers on defense. They only had 16, and they were, they only had six interceptions. It was not a great year for turnover margin for Texas. But you figure with experience in the secondary, which they now have, they'll start playing faster and they'll start reacting to the ball better. And I expect those numbers to come way up because they did lead the nation in sacks. Normally when you lead the nation in sacks, you're also creating a lot of turnovers. It didn't happen. They dropped a lot of balls. Everyone remembers the Texas Tech game.
Yep.
But I think that they'll be okay. They've got athletic guys on the defensive line, and they'll need to be power up front against Oklahoma, Oklahoma State, because they did struggle to stop the run a little bit against Ohio State late last year. A lot of that was Terrell Pryor. But I think they'll be okay in the games where they have to rush the passer because they've got really athletic guys. And keep your eye out for a kid named Alex Okafor, a true freshman. He's going to play defensive end. He's going to play a lot. And I bet he comes through in a big way.
He'd be on the opposite side of Sergio Kindle then, obviously.
Yes. Yeah, Kindle will be taking over for Arakpo in that rush end spot. But Okafor will rotate some with a guy named Sam Acho. And I think they'll be okay from a pass rush standpoint. The big question is when they have to stop the run right up the gut, how will they do? And they're going to need a couple of freshmen, probably a kid named Calvin Howell, to come in and play a lot as a freshman. With Will Muschamp, he gets guys to play. He won a national championship at LSU with a freshman named LaRon Landry in the secondary. He gets young players up and ready to go in a hurry.
Okay, Chip. Chip Brown from OrangeBloods.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Chip, who replaces Quan Crosby at receiver and gets his grabs?
You know what? I think it's going to be a guy named Malcolm Williams, who is a big, strong kid who's got a ton of upside. He showed up big in the Texas Tech game, had two long touchdown catches. He's not a natural pass catcher. He's a lot like Terrell Owens from a physical standpoint. He has to work at catching the football. But once he has the ball in his hands, he is electric, and I think that's what you're going to see. Jordan Shipley is automatic. He's probably going to end up getting all the passes that would have gone to the tight end if Texas had a tight end, which they don't. So I think the big numbers in the receiving category are gonna fall on Jordan Shipley, a kid named Brandon Collins, and then Malcolm Williams.
Chip, let's take a look at a couple, I guess, of intangibles here. These kids don't seem to worry about all the national limelight and the spotlight and any pressure that's put on them because they've been there. All these seniors have been there their whole career. So as they get ready for this, does that give them an edge over any team that tries, like an Oklahoma State that's trying to step up to the national spotlight or any team from the North?
Well, it has in the past. I mean, the last three times Texas has gone to Stillwater to play Oklahoma State, Texas has trailed by 9, 19, and 21. That's the last three times they went to Stillwater. Mike Gundy's got to be just pulling his hair out because he should have closed the deal in two of those, definitely in 05 and 07. And I think that is learning how to win. And Mac Brown has been there. Will Muschamp has been there. Mike Gundy's got to prove that. And I think that's the game, to me, I have as the game of the year in the Big 12 because I think that that's a game where Texas could you know, really find itself in a lot of hot water on Halloween night in Stillwater against a team that sort of had Texas's number but just hasn't been able to close the deal. Last year, Oklahoma State had the ball with a chance to win it in the final minute, and a big sack by Henry Melton and Sergio Kindle ended up closing that deal. But that's going to be a great game, and I think Texas does know how to win. Oklahoma State's trying to figure it out.
Just got a minute left here with Chip Brown talking Texas football. Quick answer, Chip. Has this team let last year's debacle of not playing for the national championship go? Have they let it go?
I think so. And they've got really good leadership on both sides of the ball. So I think that they're hungry. They got to find a running game.
Chip, what do you make of the schedule? Texas Tech comes in week three.
You know what? That was a great sort of a lucky situation for Texas. Texas Tech agreed to move that game because it's going to be a national primetime game. It would have been better for Texas Tech if that game stayed in November. But because Tech is breaking in a new quarterback, I think that game now favors Texas heavily in Austin.
Well, there's not much for the rest of it. Louisiana Monroe at Wyoming, which ought to be a fun time up there. UTEP, and then in the conference season, Central Florida is in there as far as a home game. Chip, we've been asking everybody who's going to be playing when we go back to Dallas, who's going to be playing in the Big 12 championship game?
You know what? I said Texas and Kansas. I like Kansas because of all they've got returning. I think in college football, you've got to have a quarterback who knows what he's doing, who can read defense. So I like Todd Reesing there. I'm just not sure about Zach Lee. If I had seen anything from him and had a feeling about him, I'd probably pick Nebraska because I do like Nebraska's defense a lot more than Kansas. But I'm just not sure about Zach Lee. So I'll say Texas and Kansas in the Big 12 title game.
Chip, who's your offensive and defensive players of the year in the Big 12?
You know what? I do have a feeling that Colt McCoy gets it done against Oklahoma, so I'll say Colt McCoy on offense. And I think Big Sue at Nebraska, if he has the kind of year he had last year, you know, he doesn't have the sexy numbers unless he gets some sacks, but he is a top-10 pick in the NFL draft. I like him a lot.
Well, both Sue and Big Daddy going to be in Dallas exchanging shirts, so Chip, we'll make sure you're there for that, okay?
Hey, I can't wait.
Perfect, Chip. We'll talk to you later. Thanks so much for giving us a minute on the Doug and Daddy Show.
You got it, guys.
Well, that finishes things up for 11 of the teams. Our Big 12 football preview continues with Chip Brown of the Rivals Network in Texas. Tomorrow, it's Nebraska, pretty much the whole show. We're going to sit down for a half hour with Steve Sipple, the Lincoln Journal star, Mitch Sherman of the Omaha World Herald, and Sean Callahan of HuskersIllustrated.com, who once again will be providing us with daily Big Red reports throughout the season. Tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Joe DeMeo is going to join us to talk FantasyPlayersEdge.com after this.
The answer, 644. The question.
How many complaint letters have we gotten on the Doug and Daddy Show in the last month?
Painting is like giving your home a fresh coat of character. At Ace, we help make it easier, and now more affordable. For a limited time, get a $5 mail-in rebate on each gallon of select Royal paint, starting at $21.99, so you can make your bedroom a little brighter, give your living room a new look. For everything you'll need, plus expert advice on making a big difference for a small price, hurry in to Ace, the helpful place. Participating stores only, limit 10. See store for details.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Increase employee productivity and stop malware threats.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Web Filter is an integrated hardware and software solution that enforces internet usage policies by blocking access to websites and internet applications that are not business related. The Barracuda Web Filter is the easiest way to get your staff back to work
while preventing harmful malware from entering your network.
Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or visit Barracuda.com.
It's the one-of-a-kind summer sizzling sales event this Saturday and Sunday at Kearney Yamaha. Get hot deals like never before with prices so low they'll blow your socks off. Save up to $2,000 off new ATVs and motorcycles. That's $2,000 off, my friend. But you just don't save big on motorcycles and ATVs during the sizzling summer event. There are t-shirts for a buck, leathers as low as $10. You can also save up to 50% off on luggage. Wait, there's more big news. When you buy a new ATV or motorcycle this weekend, you get a chance to grab onto cold cash and keep it inside the cold cash cube. You'll be grabbing $1 bills, 5s, 10s, 20s, even $100 bills will be in there for your taking. That's the cold cash cube, and your only chance to get inside it is this weekend at the sizzling summer sales event at Carney Yamaha. Open 10 to 5 on Saturday and noon to 5 on Sunday. Carney Yamaha, just south of I-80.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
Sunny skies will continue through the day today with a high in the low 90s with a south wind developing at 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, clear skies will continue with a low at 63 with a light south wind. Then on Friday, we'll see a high of 94. I'm Paul Trombley. Right now, 75.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Get ready to rumble with the Rumbles this Friday night at the Pre-Phelps County Fair Concert and Dance. Tickets are $5 at the door, so bring your friends, your family, your neighbors. Bring them all to the Phelps County Fairgrounds this Friday night, 9 o'clock, and get ready to rumble. And I'll tell you what, let's give away a set of tickets so you and your friends can go to the Rumbles. We've got a four-pack of tickets to caller number 4, 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. It's our final giveaway of the day.
Got to be 21.
Yeah, got to be 21. Central Nebraska's favorite band, the Rumbles, playing tomorrow night at the Phelps County Fair. That's going on all weekend long and into next week. But right now, it's time to talk a little baseball. It's time to talk a little football. Every Thursday, it's Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com. You can hear him every Thursday on the Doug and Daddy Show, and you can check out his website 24/7. Joe, good morning.
Hey, gents, what up?
Well, it's just another day here in Nebraska. I mean, now we're just all football. We're all baseball. We got so many things going on. Have you dropped every single player from the Kansas City Royals from your team? Every one of them.
Yeah. I mean, you could even drop Joaquin Soria at this point. And that's a very, very sad commentary. There's nobody on their offense right now with the exception of a spot play. If you need some stolen bases from Willie Bloomquist that you can employ I think Greinke still has plenty of value, but it really is limited, guys.
Who's the hottest surprise closer in the Major League Baseball this year, Joe?
You know, this is weird, but the guy that was most panned at the beginning of the year, who I was able to get in the 15th round of all my drafts, was Brian Fuentes. Fuentes now is leading the Major Leagues with 30 saves, and when he came into start of the season, all the pundits were saying his velocity is off, you know, all this type of stuff. And Fuentes is that kind of guy. He just gets better as the season goes, and anybody who studied him would have known that. Another one who's been a tremendously pleasant surprise has been George Sherrill. George Sherrill was one of the worst closers in baseball in 2009 from the point of view of ERA and WHIP. Today, for as long as he's with the Orioles, I know the Cubs are taking a hard look at him right now. He's been a very, very pleasant surprise in that not only does he have 20-plus saves, guys, but his ERA and WHIP have been absolutely respectable.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we wrap up our Thursday edition with Joe every week during the baseball and football season now. And Joe, there seems to be a lot of guys with the All-Star break and had a little more time to rehab here. There are a lot of guys that are in their rehab assignments in the minor leagues. Who are we expecting to come back here maybe in the next week that guys need to not forget about reactivating on their teams?
Well, there's some real special guys that I think can make a difference in fantasy rosters that'll be back by the 15th in my estimation. First one is Sean Markham, the Toronto Blue Jays pitcher. If you go back and take a look at this young arm, he's been absolutely terrific in two stints with the Blue Jays in 07 and half of 08. He should be back by the 15th. He's stretching out in the minors now. Another one that you really want to keep an eye on is Tim Hudson. Tim Hudson's a quality pitcher for the Braves, and they've coming back from significant elbow surgery. He's likely to be back right after the 15th. His last start in the minors is going to be August 15th. So he should be back toiling for the Braves right around the 22nd. So those are two guys right now I think you should stash. Pedro Martinez, interestingly enough, has a DL designation. He could be added to your roster right now, pushed up into your DL slot. And you can leave him there and let him have a start first before he returns to action. So those are three pitchers right there that I think can make an impact on your roster for the stretch run.
Joe DeMeo from FantasyPlayersEdge.com joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, the trade deadline approaches. Big names out there that you look forward to and maybe see moving?
Holiday is the biggest name, and I don't think that the Blue Jays are going to get a deal done for him, and here's the reason why. It isn't that they can't attract top prospects for him. Holiday's, if not the best pitcher in baseball, the second best pitcher in baseball behind only Lindstrom. And maybe Johan Santana. That's where he fits. He fits in that company. But the Blue Jays have not allowed GMs on respective teams to negotiate an extension with Holiday, which means he can opt out of his contract, not this season, but next season. So essentially, you can mortgage the franchise for a pitcher that you're going to have for 2 months and 1 year. And a good GM with any kind of conscience really can't strip the organization of its talent for a guy who's going to be around a year and 2 months. So he's the first and foremost. Other guys that I think could be moved, Aubrey Huff for the Orioles could go to the Giants. I think the Giants are going to need a big stick to contend. As you know, the Rockies went by him for the wild card, but the Giants are still in it and can make a concerted move with a big bat like Aubrey Huff. Otherwise, I just think there'll be some minor trades to fill out some bench strength and maybe some righty-lefty stuff in the American League, but nothing earth-shattering, I don't think.
Hey, we want to congratulate Sean. He did pick up the Rumbles tickets here while we're talking to Joe. Joe, one more baseball question for you. Who's at the top of your list when I say going to have a much better second half than they had a first half?
Jimmy Rollins. Jimmy Rollins has been an absolute disappointment, as you know, and right before the All-Star break, he happened to steal five bases in the week before. So you can see signs anecdotally that Rollins is coming to play. And it's no coincidence that the Phillies have been doing so well. Jimmy Rollins, I think, will have a stunning second half. And there are still owners out there that I think you can pry him away from if you can make a substantive offer. So he jumps off the page for me. Another one is Giovanni Soto. He's way too talented to be having the year he's having. And, between the pot-smoking allegations and the obliques and the things that have plagued young Soto, I think he gets his head around the season and comes back in two or three weeks and has a nice finish to the end. And I think you can have him for a value meal if you make a move right now.
Well, if we saw the Cubs pitching as close as he does, we'd probably smoke pot too. Joe, obviously a football question here before we let you get out of here. Hey, taking a wide receiver in the first round, your thoughts about that?
If you're in a 12-team league, Randy Moss could sit at the bottom of the first round, Larry Fitzgerald, top of the second round. Those are the only two wide receivers in my mind that should displace a running back. But, it depends on how the draft snakes. It depends on if people reach for Drew Brees or Tom Brady early. I don't think that will happen this year. The running backs are kind of bunched up. I saw Steven Jackson actually go number 12 in a draft. If Steven Jackson is on the board and you're drafting 12th, don't even consider anybody else but the big back for the Rams. They'll be a little bit better this year, but you can't pass talent like that for a wide out. So there are circumstances where I think a wide receiver fits in the first round, but it would be at the real back end of the first round in a 12-team format, or at the top of the second round, depending on if you're in the first seven or eight draft picks for certain.
Joe DeMail, you can check out all the information at fantasyplayersedge.com. Joe, we appreciate it. We'll catch up with you again next Thursday. Have a great weekend.
Thanks, man. Take real good care.
Joe DeMail, fantasyplayersedge.com. Michael Sim and Justin Boley and Steve LeBrun. Is that what we got there? At the Nationwide Tour Cox Classic in Omaha, all at 5-under par on the last couple holes. A ton of folks are at 4-under, so nobody's ran away in the early session. Golf Channel has coverage getting underway here in just a little bit. I want to thank all the folks that joined us on the show today. Joe DeMayo, of course, Mark Bramer, Pierce Head football coach. He is guiding the North in the Shrine Bowl. And Chip Brown, Rivals Network, to talk Texas football. I know you're geeked up for tomorrow, but what's going on tonight? Where are we going to be tonight, baby? Where
are we going to be? We are emceeing the Trails and Rails. They have a little history contest every year, Derek. We're going to partake in that. Have some fun with the folks at Trails and Rails Museum. Looking forward to that event. Certain to be a great time. On tomorrow's show, folks, block off 11 to 12. You're not going to work tomorrow. It's just you can't do it. It's all Husker football, all hour long. It's a Husker roundtable. Doug put it together about 3 years ago. It's been a big hit. Sean Callahan, Huskers Illustrated. Steve Sipple, Lincoln Journal Star. Mitch Sherman, Omaha World Herald. All tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll see you 23 hours from now. 1460 in Kearney, 1550 in Hastings. Bye.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!